Quiet, please. Quiet, please. Broadcasting System presents Quiet, Please, which is written and directed by Willis Cooper and features Ernest Chappell. Quiet, Please, for tonight is called Be a Good Dog, Darling,
and comes to you transcribed from our studios in New York.
Are you married, sir?
Well, accept my congratulations. I was married once. Oh, no, not now. I have a dog. She's around somewhere, under something, or behind something, waiting for a chance to nip my ankles or inflict more serious injury if she can. Cocker Spaniel, an evil little beast named Olivia. Yes, it is a rather strange name for a dog, I agree, but you see, my wife was named Olivia. Touching, isn't it? Shut up, Olivia. Olivia, dear. Olivia tries to have a mind of her own, but then Olivia had a mind of her own. Dear. Oh, yes, he really did. While I was married to Olivia, I was never allowed to smoke in the house. I had to go down to the basement and sit in front of the furnace when I wanted to smoke. Now I invite your attention to the pipe rack. That's right. Not one pipe, but 14 pipes. One for each day of the week and one for each night. And I smoke whenever I want to. Now, for example. So many times I wanted to say that to my wife. So many times I wanted to talk to my wife. I even thought of murdering her. But I didn't. Oh, no. Now I can say, shut up, Olivia, whenever I want. I can even suck you, Olivia, if I feel like it. I could... No, I wouldn't murder you, Olivia. Why, no, darling. Being a dog, tough enough, isn't it? I don't suppose you ever met an encyclopedia salesman before, did you? Socially, I mean. I may have called upon you at your home, possibly, but I doubt you'd remember me. That's one of the secrets of success as a salesman of encyclopedias, sir. To submerge one's own personality in the personality of the product. No man, however impressive, can possess the sheer impact contained in those 24 volumes bound in half Morocco, complete with index and yearly supplement, and yours for only $8 a month. Well, for heaven's sake, excuse me. Do excuse me. You can understand, though, why it is that I've been something of a success in my profession. I live, eat, drink, and sleep encyclopedia.
Be still, Olivia.
Yes, Olivia knows. Don't you, darling? Oh, I'm not going to talk to him, my dear. I was saying, was I? Dear me, I seem to be getting absent-minded. I must do something about that. I was saying that an encyclopedia is not only a cultural thing to have around one's domicile, but it's actually useful as well as ornamental. One can find the most amazingly useful ideas in an encyclopedia. Some things you'd never suspect, even. And you? Oh, my. Oh, I'm not trying to sell you an encyclopedia, sir. It's really after hours, although I always say that a true salesman keeps no office hours. He's something like a soldier, I always feel, advancing, retreating. Did you hear that? That's just the way my wife used to act whenever I talked to her. Olivia, you're wonderful. But shut up, darling. Or Papa will smack your caboose for you with a slipper. Oh, that's right. You ate the slipper. Well, I shall buy another one. I shall buy a pair, Olivia. Strictly compatible. You see, dear little dog, Olivia, human beings have advantages that little dogs don't have. Human beings can go to stores and buy them. And little dogs can't. You get Papa, Olivia? No pretty hat? No new fall coat? No, you see, not a thing. Isn't that awful? What? Oh, sure, she's crying. Olivia cries a lot when I talk to her like that.
You know, an encyclopedia is a wonderful thing. Just think what the encyclopedia has done for me. Oh, yes, I make a surprisingly comfortable living, sir, by selling it. But I suspect that I am probably the only encyclopedia salesman in the world who reads his product. It has taught me a great deal. Let me give you an example. Just select any volume there at random. Just any volume. This one? Good, volume 6. Map to Nug. My, isn't that a coincidence? Even Olivia sees what a coincidence it is. You know this volume, don't you, Olivia? You certainly do, darling. Shut up, dear. It really is a sensational coincidence, sir, that you should pick this volume. Look. Look, how it opens. See how it opens to page 3,147. Olivia, be quiet. Look at page 3,147. You see the heading on that page? Read it yourself. Magical formula. Yes, sir? That was Olivia's downfall. Oh, I didn't believe in magic either, but I was awfully tired of Olivia. Well, I won't tell you all the things she did to me. She did plenty. There's two or three other volumes on the shelf there that are pretty well thumbed. The one labeled Poi to something else, and the one labeled Myrrh to something else. But this one is my favorite. Now look, this formula here. Read it. No, don't read it all. I'll read it to you. I won't read it all to him, Olivia. One dog is enough, dear. Listen. Haggai, Zerubbabel, Hiram. Be this one no more humankind. Be this one no man, no woman, no aught. Be this one furred and pawed. Be this one fanged and clawed. Be this one dog. Do you feel strange, sir? Do you feel your hackles begin to rise? Well, don't worry, I won't read it all. Look at Olivia. Be a good dog, darling. Oh, yes, that's right. Yes, I tried it one night. One night after Olivia, my wife, had been exceptionally fine. She'd gone to bed. I went upstairs with this volume, open to page 3,147, in my hand. Olivia looked charming in her sleep. She was a taffy blonde, hair just the color of a little cocker there. All I did was read the formula all the way through. And as I whispered the last words, the ones I didn't read to you, why, then on the bed was the cutest little cocker spaniel you ever saw, all tangled up in a nightgown.
Why, how do you do, sir?
You remember me, Grover Hayes? The encyclopedia salesman. I knew that would place me with you. You remember I said when we last talked that I tried to submerge personality in that of my product?
Yes.
Olivia? Oh, Olivia's fine, thank you. Olivia's in fine fettle. I'm taking home a muzzle for her. Yes, I've just got to do something about it. She bit my wife again today.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm married again. I know one would think, what is that old proverb, once bitten, twice shy? Well, but really, Olivia never bit me. Not until after our little evening with page 3,147. And now she's going to be muzzled. Well, I suppose it's just because I simply can't resist women. That was one of the things that Olivia objected to.
It made things quite unpleasant.